welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Happy Friday. I hope this episode finds you doing great. I wanted to share something with you today that I think you might find helpful, especially as we're heading into the summer months and some of us are looking for new books to read or listen to or podcasts listen to. I wanted to give you some of my favorites. I did this on Insta Stories last week, and people were really interested in what podcasts I listen to. And I found out that a lot of you don't currently listen to the shows that I do. And I love hearing about your favorite shows as well. So I wanted to have a concrete place for people to come where you could learn about my favorite podcasts that I've been listening to lately. And I'll even tell you an episode or two of where to start with those podcasts. Because if it's a podcast that's been around for a while, you may not even know where to start. Maybe starting at the most recent episode is not the best idea. And so the goal today is for you to find some new podcasts to put into your queue, and then also to know which episodes to start with. And then from there, you can kind of feel your way through that once you decide if it's something that's up your alley or not. So hopefully you'll find this really interesting and helpful. And then also, if you would write back to me and let me know what podcasts you love, I'm always looking for new ones to add to my queue as well while I'm multitasking. Podcasts are my favorite thing because at this phase in life, audiobooks don't work great for me. It's too much content, it's too long, and if I'm not listening to the segments close enough together, I tend to forget what I just listened to, so I have to go back and everything. But half hour to 45 minute podcasts are the perfect doses of information, practical tips, and enjoyable content where it just helps me to get through my day. I listen while I am driving to pick up my kids at school. I listen while I'm cleaning. I listen while I'm watching the kids play outside. Sometimes I listen, you know, over the speaker function on my phone. Sometimes I Bluetooth it. Sometimes I have headphones in. There's a plane going overhead. I don't know if you can hear that. And the birds are really chirping loudly. I mean, I'm going to say that's a great thing in adding ambiance to this podcast, but sorry if it's distracting. Can't stop the birds. But I just love listening to podcasts while I'm going about my day-to-day life, and it feels like just a great accompaniment to my daily tasks. So I hope that you find that as well. Okay, so in no particular order, I'm just going to kind of go through my queue, tell you what podcasts I'm listening to, and then give you a tip of which episode to start with. Okay, the first one is obviously Awesome with Allison. She's my best friend. She started an amazing podcast. She's 16 episodes in. I am so, so proud of her. I love it so much. She and her husband Eric do this together. She talks about how to be more awesome, and really that just means she's giving you a look inside of her own life and her own experiences and sharing them with a broader audience. It's a conversation we might get if I were on the phone with her, but she's really just sharing, you know, how she feels about money, how she feels about marriage, how she's learned to be a doer instead of kind of a waiter, things like that. One of my favorite episodes that you might want to start with is episode 5, and those are the top 5 lessons she learned in 2016. She really opens up vulnerably about the experiences she went through that shaped her to coming to these lessons, and it was a really powerful episode. I like this podcast because not only is it really insightful and inspiring, but it's also hilarious. And I think Eric adds so much to the show. He is so wise and also so fun, and they have a great relationship. So it's just kind of fun to see that side of them as a team. So Awesome with Allison for sure. The next one that I've talked about before is Making Oprah. It is only like 6 episodes, so you can get through it pretty quickly. I want to say I went through it in a week. And it is a host that is going back through detailing how the Oprah show came to be. She gives a full backstory of the context of what was going on in television at the time that the Oprah show and how Oprah was being founded. And then she interviews past producers. She interviews actually Oprah herself. She introduced Phil Donahue, who was her main competitor at the time. It is fascinating. If you love Oprah as much as I do, I was raised on Oprah. I look forward to that 4 o'clock time slot every day. she was groundbreaking in what she did. And so just getting a little more backstory on what it was like when she gave away all those cars and what it was like when she covered the more hot button topics and things, racism and things like that. So fascinating. I learned so much about Oprah and her perspective and just about how shows kind of come to be as well. So Making Oprah, and I would just listen to the whole thing. The next one is The Big Boo Cast. This isn't going to be a favorite for everybody, but Sophie Hudson and Melanie Schenkel are Christian authors that are good friends, and they basically just record their phone conversations. And they've been doing this for like 10 years or something, but they only do like a few episodes a year, or at least they used to. It was like very inconsistent, very poor quality, very poor internet connection at times, microphone volume issues, but they didn't care. They're just so funny. And the way they talk to each other, they talk about everything from like the best makeup products they're using to sometimes they'll flip through a magazine and like do commentary on what they're coming across. I mean, it sounds super boring, but for some reason, I love these two women so much. They are so funny, and it is just a great accompaniment to when you're looking for something lighthearted where you don't have to pay attention. You're not going to learn anything earth-shattering, but it's just a fun conversation. So if you don't get much adult conversation during the day, this might be something to have on in the background where you can just kind of enjoy your life. The next one is The Popcast. If you're into pop culture, I really like and am interested in pop culture and just kind of being up to date on what's going on. The Popcast is a fun one. Knox McCoy and Jamie Golden are the hosts, and they are hilarious together. When Knox does his like wheezy laugh because Jamie's cracking him up, there's just nothing funnier. It's so funny. So they break down, they have different topics, and they break down, you know, the movies that are out or individual stars or, you know, different things like that. My personal favorite that I would recommend starting with is the bonus Bachelor preview, especially for Nick's season. So that's the 2017 season. I think it aired this past December, if you're looking date-wise. So they go through on the ABC website and read through all the bios for the potential candidates that are on the Bachelor season, and they like overanalyze all of their answers. It is so funny. That's all I need to say. It is so funny. So if you only listen to one of those episodes, do the Bachelor preview. It's hilarious. It's super hilarious. I don't know if it'd be quite as funny now that you actually know these girls if you watch the season, but... And side note, when I went to go see Ellen, Nick was on the show and Vanessa, the one he picked, was in the audience, and they're just as darling in person. I mean, there's like a little bit of tension there, so I was a little bit worried. Still am a little bit worried, but she is gorgeous and I think a little too good for him. But anyways, so the Popcast is a really, really funny one. Okay, the next one is The Lively Show. This is one of the ones that I never, ever miss. I listen to every single episode and have since the beginning, and she's almost, I think she's over 200 episodes now. But there's two kind of formats that she's done. The first maybe 100 episodes were interview style, where she was interviewing creative entrepreneurs. And I love that because I'm so interested on how people get their start. And so I loved those. I found out a lot of great companies and great individuals that I now follow regularly that really opened up and shared about their journeys. And she was a great interviewer, and it taught me a lot about how to be an interviewer and what I kind of wanted my podcast to be like, because I was so inspired by her. An episode that I would definitely recommend starting with. Oh, wait. First, let me say, so that was the first, you know, 100 or so episodes. The next section of her life was she went through a divorce, and then she started traveling. And so for the past year, she has been traveling around the world and just kind of going from place to place, meeting people, experiencing life, and really diving deeper into more philosophical type topics. And you may or may not be interested in that, but it's definitely eye-opening and interesting. It's interesting content that I find really valuable, whether I totally agree with it or not. It's definitely been really interesting to have these new thoughts put in my mind so I can think about them. But if you want to start somewhere, I really like her initial episodes, but episodes 184 and 185 with Erin Lochner. The first episode, she talks with Erin. You know, Erin, she was on our podcast. She wrote Chasing Slow. She's one of my very favorite people to follow along with. I love her intentional life that she's leading, and she just is really inspiring to me. And so the first episode, 184, is Erin talking and just them chatting and whatnot. But then 185 is Erin asking Jess questions more about like the type of terminology she uses and what she thinks of certain things. And so for people that may not fully understand what Jessica's talking about sometimes, in terms of like, well, what does it mean to flow? What do you mean to set your intentions? What does all that mean? Erin asked those questions, or like, what does it look like to apply that in my own life, to like get in alignment? What does that mean? And so Jess really breaks it down. And it was so awesome because not only did Erin do a great job interviewing, but she really asked the questions that you as a listener might be wondering. So I love those two episodes so much. But literally every episode, or most every episode of Jess's show, The Lively Show, has been just really interesting and enjoyable. So definitely check out The Lively Show if you don't already. Okay, another one of my favorite ones is The Happy Hour. The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey is an awesome show. She does such an amazing job. She makes every one of her guests feel so comfortable. They just chit-chat to some degree, but then they also go deep with what is meaningful in their lives. And she covers such a wide range of topics, mostly centered around ministry and faith and things like that. But I just really appreciate these conversations. A couple of my favorites were episodes 42 and 43 with Emily Lex. She owns Jones Design Company. And it was just, I don't know, I remember being on the elliptical at the gym listening to both of these episodes, and it made me want to stay on the elliptical because I wanted to keep listening. Just a really enjoyable conversation. The other one that I really liked was episode 72 with Rachel Hollis. I didn't know about Rachel before. She's the founder of the Sheik site and the Sheik tribe. I didn't know about her before that. And once she came to my radar and she said something I'll never forget, she said, "Nobody gets to tell you how big your dreams can be." And her episode aired right around the time that I launched my podcast, two Januaries ago. And I thought, that's it. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with the podcast, but I'm allowed to dream big and hope good things and never assume that I'm too much of a nobody to, you know, amount to anything or have this podcast reach people. So that was really inspiring to me. And since then, Rachel and Jamie have become good friends, and she's been back on in a couple different capacities. But yeah, so episode 72 is great. And then recently she had on Tish Oxenrider. Tish just launched a book. Oh, I don't remember what the title is, but Tish's episode was 134, and she talked about traveling around the world with her family. She took her children, and they've been living, and her husband, obviously, and they've been living all around the world, enrolling in different schools and experiencing life in different capacities. I really liked Tish. I did not know anything about her before the episode, and now I am so fascinated. And she also has a podcast that I haven't really listened to yet, but I'm interested as well. But what a well-spoken gal, and just a really fun, interesting conversation that I know you'll love as well. So The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey, one of my very, very favorites. Another one that I've been listening to a lot lately is How I Built This. How I Built This is put out by NPR, so it's really well done and professional. It is able to access really high-level entrepreneurs because of the NPR reach, obviously, but they have really top business people sharing how they got to where they are and how they built the businesses that they did. So I've listened to one with Mark Cuban, how the founder of Patagonia got started, which is fascinating because he lives here in the area that I live in, and he's literally like not a business person. He's an outdoorsy person that started sewing his own clothes in order to like go rock climbing effectively, and like what would he want to wear, and he started sewing his own stuff, and then it kind of built traction and stuff. Oh my gosh, I was so fascinated by that. And then Kate Spades is also really interesting, hearing about how she started out making bags out of potato sacks because she couldn't get fabric in bulk enough. And Oh, so fascinating. So how I built this is a really interesting one. And I have one in my queue right now that's about the founder of Spanx and how she got started. So I'm excited about that one. Okay, another one is Coffee and Crumbs. Leslie Miller has been on the show, and Anna Quinlan has been on the show, my show. They are both contributors to the blog Coffee and Crumbs, and they also recently released a book of collective essays called The Magic of Motherhood, I think it is, or Magic in Motherhood. And it's a compilation of essays from the Coffee and Crumbs website. And I'm so excited for them and the launch of that book. But they also launched a podcast last year. Leslie Miller is the one that primarily heads it up, but then she also talks with other friends and contributors on the Coffee and Crumbs website. And one of my favorite episodes that they did was episode 24 about marriage. And I really admire these ladies because they got so honest, so real. And when I was listening, I was thinking, oh, I could never share that. But I'm so glad that somebody else would. And it kind of gives empowers me to think, well, maybe I could share that if it was helpful to somebody else and meaningful and purposeful. So episode 24 about marriage of the Coffee and Crumbs podcast, but all of them have been really great, and it's a really well done show. And I'm just so excited for them that they've had so much success. Okay, so I recently finished S Town. It's a hard one to recommend because of the language and kind of the content in the second half of the show. So I can't really say, yeah, you should go listen to it. So I will say that disclaimer. But it is a super interesting show about giving you a perspective on a different part of life. This man in the South who is kind of just exposing the realities of the town that he lives in and the poverty that exists around him and the type of people. It's thought provoking. It's thought provoking. I didn't love the ending. I don't know. It gets kind of weird, and I don't feel great about it, but interesting. It's kind of like Serial. I did really like Serial, Serial. You've probably already listened, unless you're living under a podcast rock, but Serial, I really did like. Okay, the very first podcast I ever listened to was Power of Moms. You know, I love the Power of Moms website, but Power of Moms Radio is fabulous. They have excellent, diverse topics on motherhood. April Perry and Saren are so inspirational. You can literally hear April smile through the call, and it's just so delightful. I love listening to their conversations, and their show is really what inspired me to feel like, well, I could do that too. These are moms putting this together. They weren't podcast experts, but they have this great show that I love listening to. Maybe I could too. So I'm really grateful to April and Saren for sharing what they are passionate about on the podcast, and I'm hoping to do the same through mine. Okay, two more. So Off Camera with Sam Jones is a really interesting one. He is, I think, a photographer or maybe a producer or something in the film industry, but he has really high-level celebrities on, and it's not just like a pop culture type podcast. He talks a lot about like how they got started and the resistance in their life and what they think of the movies they've made and the relationship they've had and how they prepare for roles, and it's so interesting. It's so interesting. A few of the ones that I've enjoyed are Dax Shepard, Kristen Bell, Mindy Kaling, and Olivia Wilde. I've listened to several other ones as well. Will Ferrell's is kind of boring, actually. I was kind of surprised by that. But it's just interesting. It's just interesting, whether you care about these people or not. It's just a person talking about their job and their life's work. And it really gives me a different perspective on them and on the industry as well. So Off Camera with Sam Jones. Okay, and then the last one I want to mention is The Life Coach School. The Life Coach School is with Brooke Castillo. I originally heard about Brooke Castillo on The Lively Show. She's been on, and you should listen to all of those episodes with Jess Lively as well. But Brooke Castillo has The Life Coach School, and she's a life coach, and she also teaches people how to be life coaches. She's a genius. Like, I just love the way she thinks. She really pushes the idea of thoughts, feelings, actions. Your thoughts dictate your feelings dictate your actions. And so, if you're able to control your thoughts or monitor your thoughts, you'll be able to then influence your feelings, and then your feelings influence your actions. And so it gives you a lot of power over the choices you make and the thoughts you think, and exactly how to do that in your own life. That's been a really powerful thought for me. And so I think you'll definitely like that. She also talks a lot. She's had a significant weight loss in her own life. So she coaches people also on like nutrition and dieting and things. And so some of the content is revolving around that and the way people think about food and why they eat and how they think about dieting and think about their bodies and think about all those things. She digs into the mind more than the body aspect, but the mind influences the body. So I love that. I think that is amazing. So her podcast is just great. I haven't listened to it in a while, but when I was living in Virginia, I remember listening to a lot of them and really, really enjoyed them. Whew! All of these links will be on my website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com, in case you want to reference anything that we talked about. I hope you'll at least find one or two new podcasts to listen to. At the very least, try out one of these episodes and see if it really, you know, lights you up, adds something to your life. If it doesn't, you know, pass. But if it does, I'm happy to introduce you to some new shows. You can follow me on Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3 or on Facebook at ExtraordinaryMomsPodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in every week. It is such a delight bringing you all of these episodes. I hope you enjoyed Joy's episode from last week. I thought that was just such a fabulous episode. Next week, we have Jessica Olson coming up. Jess has been on in the past talking about her NICU experience, but this time she's talking about her experience with her daughter's journey with autism. And most recently, her diagnosis was updated to a diagnosis of Rett syndrome, which I had never even heard of. And so I know you're going to be really interested to learn more about that syndrome, what's that like, and how she's really evolved as a mom and as a person in dealing with these extreme challenges, but really coming to terms with what hope looks like, what perspective she wants to have in her life in order to live the most meaningful, fulfilled life, and how she can continue to encourage her daughter in being the best she can be. So thanks for tuning in today. Hope this is a fun episode for you. Share the podcast with a friend if you're enjoying what you're hearing. And I'll see you next week for another episode with another extraordinary mom. Bye.